They reach some of Lebanon's remotest villages, tiny settlements that even the government is not able to access. Caritas Lebanon, the biggest Catholic aid and development agency in the country, has a small fleet of mobile clinics which travel up and down the country providing health care for some 600 villages per year. Caritas Lebanon President Father Simon Fadoul tells me some of the villages are so small or so remote that there are no hospitals or public health dispensaries to serve those communities. And that's why Caritas Lebanon is making such a difference.
The far out, you know, the remote villages, they have nothing. They cannot afford even go to the hospital. So what we do is the mobile clinic stops by every week or every 15 days. It depends. It has like a nurse and a doctor. We provide medicine and all, certainly.
Caritas Lebanon's mobile health units provided some 260,000 interventions in 2010 alone. And that, Father Simon says, doesn't even come close to the number of procedures and consultations carried out in Caritas' health clinics across the country.
Our stable dispensaries, medical centers, received around 290,000. Consultancies.
You know, but how do you work with the National Health Service? Or do you have nothing to do with the National Health Service?
Is there a National Health Service?
You're asking me.
The problem in Lebanon is you have, and this is the last statistics by the government, 51% of the Lebanese population has no medical coverage whatsoever.
That's more than half of Lebanon's 4 million strong population, with absolutely no source of state-funded health care or private insurance. And as the population ages, the problem is likely to get even worse.
Despite the dispensaries that are here and there, despite the work of so many NGOs and foundations and organizations who are doing this, despite what the municipalities are putting in place in that respect. And certainly the National Health Service, what we call National Health Security, covers a part of the population. And even that, yani when a person retires from his or her job, she no longer has
coverage.
This coverage. Unless she's insured. Privately insured.
Private insurance. Mm.
So the Ministry of Health tried to take care of those who do not have any coverage, but its intervention is a very limited intervention. Hmm. And then apparently you have to know somebody and to pull some strings and to get treated. So that's why Caritas has a huge work in that respect. Mm. And we do it. We do it.
So you have medical and nurse professionals
who
volunteer their services?
Or? We have both. Uh-huh. We have employees, mm-hmm. full-time employees, and we have volunteers. We have a medical department managed by a specialized doctor. In all our centers, we do have professional nurses or managers to take care of them. We do have doctors of all specialties. And we do have medicines. We do import medicines and to help these people. And mostly we deal with medicines made in third world countries, the same medicine, the similar.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly, we submit the generic. Mm-hmm. We submit it to laboratories and tests and whatever to make sure the ingredients are there. Just to make it affordable to the people.
In a country where Christians make up one-third of the mostly Muslim population, I can't help but wonder, do the people at Caritas Lebanon ever find it difficult to provide care and treatment to non-Christians? Of course not, is Father Simon's immediate reply.
We go by the command of our Lord Jesus Christ. Whatever you do to any of these little ones, you do it to me. You know, it's like Father Ya'ub al-Kabushi. You know, he's a saint. Anyway, he says the water fountain doesn't ask you what's your color, if you're allowed to drink or not. Right? You come and drink. I'm here for everyone. And when you work with works of love, of charity, we don't ask. We just help. Certainly, Caritas Lebanon is the organization, the social humanitarian arm of the Catholic Church in Lebanon. However, its services are rendered to all. And we do have in Caritas Lebanon as well, we have a very strong center that takes care of migrant workers and of refugees.
When we're talking about migrant workers, you probably mean the domestic workers, domestic. Gardeners, construction workers
mostly
who come from
domestic.
Syria and Egypt and
yeah,
so on.
Yeah.
But you have the domestic workers who come from Asia
that
and
is
Africa.
True. Yeah, you have so many from so many countries. So we take care of them as well.
Because there have been so many stories of
yes,
abuse.
We try to uphold mm-hmm. their rights, and we have a legal defense system that the service we do take care of the detention center. At the general security, they have a detention center. It's Caritas who's in charge of this detention center in terms of services.
Mm-hmm.
We provide, hot meals. We provide them laundry. We provide everything. We provide also psychological assistance. We provide medical assistance and legal assistance. And we do also take care of around 10,000 Iraqi refugees, about 2,000 families.
Many of them are Christian, I know.
Many of them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But... You
Not
have
all
a
of them,
fall,
sure.
Yeah, that's
mm-hmm.
true.
Mm-hmm.
Because we are all over Lebanon. It's not like we are centralized somewhere. We do the work all throughout the country. We do the work in prisons. We do the work with the poor. We do the work with the sick, with the vulnerable people, the elderly, the children. We have two specialized centers for children with special needs.
What sort of special needs?
When we say, for instance, autistic children, for
mm-hmm.
instance,
mm-hmm.
or... mentally lightly retarded or, middle retardation.
Mm-hmm.
We do have these centers. We have one for learning difficulties. We do have a program for children. It's an after-school program. It's like academic support for underprivileged children from families of so many children who cannot who lack education, cannot follow on their kids' education, who... because of lack of space, they don't have a place to study.
Mm-hmm.
So in six areas now in Lebanon, we have this program. It's a very strong program. And last year, we had like 75% success rate. And this was actually developed to prevent any possible dropout and these children becoming, street children.
Dropouts from
or,
school.
That's
mm-hmm,
true.
Mm-hmm,
or
mm-hmm.
becoming street children or they were at-risk kids. You see?
You certainly are doing a lot of projects.
That is
there.
True. Caritas Lebanon is very, let's say, it has a very multidisciplinary organization.
I know you're present also in some of the Palestinian refugee camps.
Very true. This among
I've
our
actually
work
visited
of the refugees.
A few, and
yes.
I've met a few of your people, mm-hmm. especially in Dubai camp.
In Dubai, we do have a nice program.
Which
there.
Is mostly a Christian, the only practically
Christian
holy
camp, yes.
Christian Palestinian camp.
We do have program in Burj Al Barajni as well. Mm-hmm. We do have another program. We have program in Dahi as well. So it depends. We have Caritas employees and volunteers who are not Christian as well. Yeah, because we do the work everywhere.
Mm-hmm. But Lebanon has a very unique situation of coexistence between Muslims, Christians, and Jews. So I would imagine that you encounter less mistrust or less sometimes fear, say from Muslims who are afraid that you might be proselytizing.
Well, that is true in that respect. But our problem, we've never had a mutual fear. Certainly, I'm talking about the moderate category. I've had so many Muslim friends. I've had so many Muslim students at the university, at the American University of Beirut, at the Lebanese University, at the Catholic University. But we never had a problem. Problem arises when you have some fanatic from somewhere, fundamentalist, and trying to plant their, ideas that... are not ours. It's not our culture. And that's why, actually, we don't have this fear. They don't have the fear of proselytism, or we don't have it. It's not... But generally speaking, no, we are very close. Myself, not as a person, now as a Caritas president also, we do have very close collaborative relationships with so many Muslim NGOs, and we do work beautifully together.
And a very warm thanks there to Father Simon Fadoul, the president of Caritas Lebanon.